The first stop was the Boston Seafood Show, where NACNAC's Millie Vukic says she was listening for ideas to bring back to the Bay.
I just started a company distributing our family salmon to the lower 48. So I was definitely like in that mind frame of like, how could I do this better? I'm really new to it. But I think I realized just how much I valued really good quality and that relationship with the person that you're selling to. People are very, very, very excited to know who is bringing them their food, who is bringing them their fish. And there's more than just what I'm eating at dinner, but there's a story behind this.
In the Boston area, the group also met with young fishermen from the East Coast. Vukic says she enjoyed spending time with others who are as interested in fisheries as she is.
Honestly, I think that's probably the best part, being with people from different parts of Alaska, younger people. NACNAC doesn't have a lot of young people. It's really cool being able to be around other fishermen who are just as passionate about like being a fisherman and learning about fishing policy and learning about what we can do to make it better.
The focus shifted to advocacy and policy when the group met with Alaska's congressional delegation at their next destination.
Learned quite a bit in Washington, D.C. as well about what it looks like to approach somebody who makes decisions, kind of presenting something uniform so that we can find a common goal, I guess, with each other. So that it's not like one person's here with one agenda, one person's here with another agenda. We ended up being pretty united on like, we want access for younger people into fishery.
All the fish talk aside, Port Hyden resident Michael Shangan says one experience in particular made for a very memorable first trip to the East Coast.
We actually got to go watch Lisa speak on the Senate floor, and she took us through underground tunnels and the senator's subways that people aren't allowed. We had like 12 people crammed up in a little trolley. And she set us in her family booth, which I thought was pretty cool. How many people can say they ran with their senator underneath the Capitol building through basements and tunnels?
After D.C., the group headed south to New Orleans for a couple days at the Slowfish Conference, where they heard about fisheries around the world, and a few, including Shangan, had the opportunity to talk about Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.